The Pomdong Bibimbap craze has now gone to the mountains. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, March 16th, 2026, and we just heard Le Sserafim with Crazy. Now, what is up with these crazy viral trends, y'all? Do you know what the hottest trend is in Korea right now? It's not the viral Dubai chewy cookies or Pomdong Bibimbap. It's actually a place. And if you were about to say the National Museum of Korea, ank, wrong again. It's Gwanak-san Mountain, located on the southern border of Seoul in Gyeonggi-do Province. And don't be surprised if you have to wait in line just to take one of those pictures proving that you've even made it to the top. That's how crowded the famous mountain has been these days. Why the sudden popularity? Well, it's spring, and Koreans love to go hiking and enjoy nature during the springtime. But there's more. Apparently, hikers are going to Gwanak-san to absorb a little good energy along with those skyline views. And yes, they say Gwanak-san's clifftop hermitage called Yeonju-dae has become a viral energy hotspot, especially for people in their 20s and 30s. And why? Well, a fortune teller apparently recommended the mountain as a place to reset your luck, citing strong fire energy, according to a Pungju-jiri, or a Korean version of Feng Shui, on a popular TV show. And that's when things really took off. So now, many hikers are taking those selfies at the top with captions wishing for luck in various aspects of life, from getting a new job to having better health this year. So, just hop on the subway, climb a mountain, make a wish, and maybe grab some food afterwards. You'll be getting a free therapy session along with a good workout as well. Well, we have a great song to motivate you guys right now. This is Blackpink with Go! Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more music for you. This is Yoonha with Karma, Yeomla, and we got Sweet Sorrow with High Five. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right, coffee or tea, and that's exactly what I'm having right now. I'm actually having a coffee because I have been tired all day and all week from all the work I have been doing. Well, not all week. That's the start of the week, but all weekend long. But get ready, because we got information that you might have not known of. So walk away from your boss, put your phones down, or put your books down too, because we want you to focus on us. Now, speaking of mountains in springtime, remember how we talked about the film The King's Warden on Friday with, you know, Niall? Well, if you're a history buff and want to actually visit some of the places that were featured in the film, we've got some ideas for you now. Now, in case you're wondering, the historical film, with, of course, which Niall explained, is about Joseon's tragic boy king, Danjong, just passed 11 million moviegoers, and the small mountain county called Yeongwol in Gangwon province has suddenly become a hotspot for people wanting to see, of course, for themselves, the places tied to the young king's final days. So, where should you go? First stop, Cheongryongpo. It's where Danjong was first exiled. And the place is so isolated, you can only get there by boat. Think less royal palace and more historical island getaway, but make it tragic. Then there's Changneung Royal Tomb, where the king is buried. The site later became part of the UNESCO World Heritage listed Royal Tombs of the Joseon Dynasty. If you're more into scenery, there's Seondol Rock Pillar, a giant 70-meter rock that locals say looks like a cliff sliced by a giant sword. Now, which sounds pretty dramatic to me, but also like a very intense geology lesson. And finally, there's the Korean Peninsula landform, where the winding river forms a shape that looks just like the Korean Peninsula. So, if you're looking for a road trip with history, scenery, and a bit of cinematic fame, Yeongwol might be calling your name. Just be warned, once a movie hits that, of course, many moviegoers, you're probably going to have to wait in line somewhere, just like Gwanaksan Mountain. So, be patient, y'all. But for now, we got music. We got Joe PD and Brown Eyed Girls with Hold the Line and aespa with Up. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome to What the K-Pop. Every Monday, we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And we'll go over it with our writer, Karen!
That's right!
We're already in the middle of March.
I know! This year is just fly. I don't know, every year it seems to just fly by. The older we get, the faster the time goes.
It is so crazy. And I just got a notification on my social media that in 2050...
2050, yeah.
Gyeongtaek is supposed to be underwater.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I have no idea. It's just like weird.
I
don't know if it's true.
Oh, global warming?
Because of global warming. But it was one of those like AI notification things where like, and it was, you know that same like dismal dark music that everyone uses?
Like apocalypse is coming.
Yeah. The non-copyright dark music. And it popped up and I woke up in the morning and I was like, 2050, Pyeongtaek, so it was in English too, Pyeongtaek, South Korea, underwater.
Underwater.
And it was like pictures of buildings and homes and cars floating under
is
water.
Pyeongtaek
it was creepy
closer
looking.
To the ocean than
Seoul? No, that's the thing. The closest thing that's close to the ocean or any kind of body of water would be Pyeongtaek Harbor.
Pyeongtaek-hang. You have a harbor?
And that's still 45 minutes from my house.
Okay, well, then you're safe, right?
I should be, but they're saying all of Pyeongtaek should be underwater. But that's in, what, 24 years.
Maybe you'll move out by then.
I didn't build a house to move out.
In 25 years.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Mid our show, as I'm talking to you, our old PD has showed up with her baby.
Oh my gosh.
The baby is an actual human being.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, she looks very confused. She's like, who are you?
Oh, it's a she?
It's a she.
I thought it was a he.
It's a she.
Oh, I don't know. Once it gets older.
She needs a little.
But we don't know because once the baby gets older, she might go through that phase like, I want to pick my own pronouns. You know, that phase. But today.
Yeah.
We are. So actually, 소름 돋았어. When I saw that
when you
thing
saw
on my.
Baby?
Not the baby, but Pyeongtaek being underwater in 2050.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Could you imagine if that really would happen in the future?
But the sea levels are rising and temperatures are rising. Like they said, about a degree per year.
And that's why.
So in 25 years, it'll be 25 degrees hotter.
I mean, we talked about like flowers blooming quicker and stuff like that. So
it is a possibility if the glaciers melt.
Does that mean that I should start planting stuff in my garden now then?
I don't know.
Because it's still chilly.
Because they said
I ordered like the, what in Korea, what they call mojong? Uh-huh. What is that in English?
Seedlings? I don't know.
Well, they're actually already plants.
They've sprouted, right?
Yeah, so I bought, what's it called?
Are you going to grow, like, lettuce? Oh, tulips, so flowers.
What else did I buy?
You should buy, like, lettuce and cucumber.
Why am I forgetting the word? It's an herb.
Rosemary?
Rosemary. Yeah. Why did I forget the word for rosemary? I bought rosemary. It's in my shoe area. I haven't planted it yet because it's still chilly, and I'm afraid that it might die if I plant it already.
I think it's okay. When did they say you should plant it? It's planting season.
I looked online and it says March, but right now, because of the weather, when it gets cold, it's like at 0 degrees.
Yeah, but mid-March, I think we're pretty safe. But of course, the weather has a mind of its own. So
I bought mojong, or the seedlings that are already grown, of rosemary, apple mint.
Ooh.
And then
thyme?
I didn't buy thyme. I bought seeds, too, separately, of cucumber seeds.
Ooh. So a little garden.
Yeah, I want to get the stuff that I don't want to go to the mart just to buy.
Yeah.
Especially
you should
herbs.
Plant genyip.
I don't want to buy genyip. It's like, I want to get stuff that I use more often.
Ah, okay.
I don't eat genyip often.
Oh, you
should. I do like genyip, but I don't like to eat often. But like, I realize one of my favorite salad leaves are kale.
Oh,
I don't not Korean kale.
The softer kind?
I realize in America, it's just called kale. And Korean kale is flat.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed they have the American kale in Korea now, but it's called curly kale or gopseul kale.
Oh.
And I found the seeds on Kuteng in Korea. But also, you can just order the actual kale on Kuteng site too now.
Okay.
And they have it at the big stores too as well. It's not expensive either.
I guess people
But it's called curly kale.
Curly kale.
Yeah, and I just made salad last week with it. Mm. Yeah, it's easy to make. That's my favorite salad.
You should share the recipe.
It's easy. It's easy. All you have to do is pull the leaves, throw out the stem part, use lemon,
olive oil,
and a little bit of salt, and vinegar.
That's it?
And then Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan. Oh, that sounds good.
And then if you want, you can add like sliced almonds, dried cranberries.
Yummy.
And then some people like to put avocado in there to make it more of a creamy salad.
Mm.
And then it matters on how you make the kale leaves. If you dice it smaller, you could actually eat it with a spoon.
Oh,
so it's
I like
more
that.
Heartier and filling.
I like that. That
and
sounds
healthy.
Good. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about food, y'all. We're here to learn Korean. So seoreum dodaseo was our word from last week.
Yeah, because of Pyeongtaek sinking underwater.
I don't want it to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I didn't spend that much money.
It's not going
to
happen.
On my house to sink. Yeah. I'll just stay on the second floor.
In a sinking house.
In a sinking house. Well, the house won't be sinking. The basement and the first floor might be underwater, but
so me
and the dogs.
So you have to like row your boat to your house.
Are you guys, you guys can get a boat and just meet me on the second floor.
Oh my goodness.
I'll still have 3 bedrooms and an office on the second floor.
Yeah, but that really
and
does
3 bathrooms.
Like an apocalypse.
I won't have a kitchen.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That's
scary.
Sad.
소름 돋았어.
Yes.
But that was from last week. It means I got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps.
Or something was really shocking or creepy. It made my skin crawl.
Yeah. Now, we're learning something new today.
Yes, we are.
And I saw the song that you chose, and it's creepy that you chose a song.
Why?
Because somebody made a meme or a GIF or a GIF, whatever you want to call it, with this song and some comments that I used on social media.
Oh.
With me and this song.
Really?
And so the fact that you chose a song, I thought, did she see that? And decide, since Brian is in the song, I'll use it. I'll show you later, but it's creepy that you... I was like, what are the odds?
We have a reason. Now I have a reason. Oh, 소름 돋았어.
I know. That's why I was like, really?
Coincidence.
소름 돋았어 on that. What are the coincidence on that?
You'll have to show me the meme.
Yes.
Yes.
So it is hearts to hearts with rude. So what are we playing today?
But you have to say it. Rude.
Oh, is that how you have to say it?
Because it's the exclamation mark.
That sounds... more like Valley Girl, too. Rude! Like Clueless.
Yeah. But the song's title goes along really well with our skit. We're friends. We're on the phone. And we are talking about plans for tomorrow.
All right. Well, let's get our acting started.
Okay. So about tomorrow, movie at 7.
Yes, movie sounds great. The one about the Boy King, right?
Yeah, perfect. I'll get the tickets.
Wait. Actually, maybe we should have dinner first?
Okay, dinner, then movie?
Or maybe just dinner.
Okay.
Or, no, maybe just movie? You know, I'm supposed to be on a diet.
Okay, so movie at 7?
Oh, no. Maybe bowling?
Bowling?
You know, bowling's fun.
Okay, fine. Bowling.
Wait.
Yeah!
What?
걔, 왜 계속 이랬다 저랬다 해?
I know, but I might be tired tomorrow.
You might be tired?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we should just stay home.
Home? You just suggested bowling.
True.
Oh my gosh, make up your mind. 왜 계속 이랬다 저랬다야? You keep changing everything.
You know, I'm flexible.
No, you're just 이랬다 저랬다, 이랬다 저랬다.
That's not true.
Okay, first movie, and then dinner and movie, then bowling. Now you want to just stay home?
Well, when you list it like that.
Just pick one. 하나만 골라. 이랬다 저랬다 그만하고.
Okay.
Oh, finally.
Let's do the movie.
Good. I'm getting tickets.
You know what? Actually...
No!
But...
No!
I'm tired.
Yeah!
All right, this is Hearts to Hearts with Rude.
They say it very sweetly.
I know. Rude. So it's not even like rude.
It's rude.
I mean, they are SM artists, and SM artists are very kind of too sweet.
Bouncy, sweet.
Yes. I feel like if SCS sang it, it'd be different too.
Yeah, it wouldn't sound rude.
It wouldn't sound rude at all.
It sounds sweet.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
So, when did the song come out? This
it's
is new,
very,
isn't it?
Very, very new.
Yeah, it came out this year.
It came out just like a couple weeks ago, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's from their latest single. The single's called Rude.
Okay.
And it's a house-based dance track featuring a rhythmic groove and bouncy synth sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are all about... We have to emphasize the cute part because we mentioned it's not rude or rude. It's rude. So they're tomboys and they don't want to be bound by these established rules.
Oh, so they're tomboys.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I don't know. They don't sound like tomboys to me. They sound very perky and cute.
They do.
They're saying basically, why are you telling me to do such and such when I am this kind of person? So they're saying that they're calling them out and saying, rude, I'm just going to be myself. And you can't make me act right. So if there's like a standard way that people should act or a standard image that you should keep up with, they're saying, nope, I'm not going to follow that. And to tell me to follow that, that's rude.
That makes sense.
Yep.
So don't tell me what to do. Let me be me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever
that's rude.
Me is.
Yeah, that's rude, y'all.
That is rude.
That's rude.
Yeah, that is rude.
Don't be controlling. Let a person be who they want to be.
Yeah, let them be themselves.
Exactly.
So that's what the lyrics are saying. They say, 이랬다 저랬다, no rule. 이랬다 저랬다 is our expression for the week. And they're saying, people, they don't even know what they're talking about. They don't know what they want you to be. So that's why they're being 이랬다 저랬다, no rule. So, not bumpin' attitude. So they're saying that this is me. I can do what I want. I can switch back and forth without these rules. And my attitude might be a little, shameless, I guess. I'm thick-skinned or I've got nerve to go against all these conventions. But it's rude to criticize me. Just let me be.
So now, 이랬다 저랬다.
Yes.
In our skit.
Yeah.
So how is it used?
If you have that person around you that just can't make up their mind, we all have one of those. I'm kind of like that sometimes, too.
I'm kind of like that. I'm kind of like that if it comes to menus.
Mm-hmm.
And if the menu's like the Cheesecake Factory menu.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge menu.
That's a huge menu.
Yeah.
And
you want to try everything.
When you're super hungry.
Yes. You want to try everything. Everything looks good. So you can be 이랬다 저랬다. You can pick one and then change your mind and pick another item. And that's 이랬다 저랬다. But you can also use this when you're talking about like emotions. If you say like, 기분이 이랬다 저랬다 해. That's like you keep going back and forth between like being a little sad and then really happy. So your mood keeps changing. It goes up and down. You can talk about the weather. Say, mm. oh, 날씨가 이랬다 저랬다 해. Mm. And that means the weather keeps changing. It's warm one day and then it's cold one day. It's snowing one day and then it's hot one day. So lots of different ways to use this, saying something is going back and forth or something keeps changing or when someone can't make up their mind.
Is like the slang version of it like 오락가락해?
오락가락, yes. Oh. When you say the weather's 오락가락해, mm. then you can say that that means the weather's changing. It's just all over the place.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish my manager was more like this than, you know what I hate is when you go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather him be 이랬다 저랬다 rather than those people where I'm somebody who likes to eat variety.
Yeah.
But every time I order something, especially delivery,
uh-huh.
we're getting our hair done. I'm like, oh, we're in a rush. So it's like, let's just eat at the hair place.
Yeah.
And when the food comes, he orders the exact same thing I order.
Oh. So I'm like, he's like just the same.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's so boring.
Is he? I feel like people who don't enjoy eating are kind of like that.
But he eats so much and eats fast too. Oh, so he likes okay. food. So I'm like, you ordered the same thing as me. He's like, yeah. Why? 그냥요.
Then just tell him, order something else so we can share.
I tell him, you order first from now on.
Oh, so
I can change it.
Okay.
Because I like to eat variety so
yeah,
I can taste
too.
What you order.
Me too.
And then you can try what I order.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, 네. And then even after I say that, you know, he'll change it later on after okay. I order mine to something similar to mine. I'm like, ugh.
Maybe whatever you order looks good.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, you feel like, oh, you order something, but then whatever the other person's having looks better.
Maybe.
Mm.
I guess. That's why I still change it last minute. That's what I'm going to do. I like variety.
So you are 이랬다 저랬다 when you are ordering.
Well, I have to be because
your manager
want
keeps
to order
ordering the same
food.
Thing. I agree.
Yeah. Well, there you guys have it. Our K-pop word of the day is 이랬다 저랬다, meaning mm-hmm. go back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, with mood swings, the weather could be that way as well.
So it's usually a little negative. You don't, you know, it's not a compliment to
it's
say
not.
A person is 이랬다 저랬다.
Yeah, when someone has that kind of attitude or their personality is that way, it's not a good thing to say about somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
So don't use it on your friend, especially don't say it to somebody who's older than you.
Yeah.
Your boss.
But it's a nice way to kind of tell someone, stop changing your mind. Oh, 왜 이렇게 이랬다 저랬다 해?
You wouldn't say it to your grandparents, though. Unless you want to get smacked.
Well, I mean, in certain situations, when they are really just changing their minds without deciding on something, you could say, 할머니, 왜 이렇게 이랬다 저랬다 하세요? And it sounds a little nicer.
I love how you add it to 하세요 with like a cute little, you know, sound at the end.
Yeah, okay. I don't think they'd smack you.
Yeah, but if you say, 왜 이랬다 저랬다 하세요? With like an attitude, they'd be like, excuse me? Get out of my house. I'm like, 네, 죄송합니다. Yeah, and then you're going to sound rude.
Yeah, rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a song
that's
we're going
right.
to check out right now in full, Hearts to Hearts with Rude and Karen. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
All right. That was Hearts to Hearts with Rude. Now, what we got for you this week on KPC. Tomorrow, we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in your requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question posted on our gram at KBS K-pop. And on Fridays, we have Lights, Camera, Action, where we talk about K-dramas and or films, and we get to listen to the related music. And of course, we have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about what's going on in this crazy, wacky world, and you guys can send in your song requests, your answers to our Y2C. And of course, your comments and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. But for now, let's get in a song. We got Kickflip with 20. All right, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. And we have two great songs taking us out. We got Imujin with Coming of Age, 청춘 만화. And then IU with Red Sneakers, 빨간 운동화. And our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.